lots of money.
Good afternoon, gamblers!
Tony!
Hey!
This
is Bro Bets. Bro Bets. A podcast for degenerates by degenerates.
Every day!
A winning podcast for degenerates by degenerates.
We are winning.
Just another winning day. We are now 122, 106, and 6.
Wow.
24, 18, and 1 last week, 6 and 3 last night. We just continue to fucking print money for everybody.
Win, no matter what.
I'm not sure we get enough thanks, to be honest with us.
You know what?
You guys listening, that's enough thanks.
Yep, that's enough thanks.
I want to give a special happy birthday shout out to Boston Connor.
Hey, thank you. Here we go.
Happy 24th. With another year. Maybe he'll be wiser. Maybe he'll think about his picks.
Maybe I'll win a bet.
Maybe he won't take the fucking Red Sox.
No, I won't do that anymore. They are despicable.
Hey, I agree with him real quick, though. First thing he said out of his mouth when we all came in today is, I'm on the right side of that Sox bag.
Yeah,
and I agree with him.
Grand slam, man. Come on.
Jeffrey Gorman, I appreciate you for segueing into this. I am joined by Todd McComas. I am Tony Diggs. We have Jeffrey Gorman, the original Bro Man himself, Connor. Bailey McComas back on the ones and twos. He talked about the right side. It's something we do every day. We talk about last night's bets. Were we on the right side? What did you have to say, Jeff?
I wanted to give some props to a gambler out there that's killing it.
Who?
And I mean killing it. Your Jeopardy champion, who is a professional gambler,
still going.
Who literally goes to Final Jeopardy, and whatever he has, if it's 68,000, he
wagers it all.
63 or 68,000, it doesn't matter, wagers it all, setting records, and the guy's a professional gambler at heart, so hey, he's one of us.
Legend.
He's one of us.
Sort of.
He's a degenerate for sure.
So let's do the right side. I told you guys yesterday, you know, when we do the right side, feel free to talk about your personal bets a little bit. Luckily, I am a degenerate because yesterday is a day that I think would have deterred someone from ever betting again.
Mm-hmm.
Just want to roll through some of my bets
Please
here real quick,
tell.
Jeffrey. Calgary, I had them as the money line winners.
There you go.
They're up 2-3 with 2-0 in the third with 13 minutes left. They lost in overtime.
How about that?
Nashville and Dallas under 5. It went for 6 because Dallas scored fucking 5 on their own. Nats and the Giants, first 5 under 4.5. It went to 5. 6 for the whole fucking game. Boston Yanks over 9. They scored 8. Cincinnati plus 145. They lost by 1. Man City had to win by 1.5. They scored with 13 seconds left. Got called off because a fucking guy's toe was offside.
Oh, man.
Man, hit the blue line, Tony.
St. Louis, Milwaukee, over 9.5, and they scored fucking 9. I lost 6 games last night by 1 run or 1 goal or 1 fucking half of something. How'd you guys do last night?
Todd.
Well, the one bet we used of mine, the Rays beat Orioles handily. So we covered that was good. But personally, I had a good night last night.
What about
it? 5-1. Probably the worst beat of my gambling career last night.
Can I set the stage?
Oh, please do. Please, Tony.
Todd had the Pacers.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Pacers were winning the entire game.
Oh, yeah.
Pacers were up 2 points with 51 seconds left.
Oh, yeah.
Todd is getting 7.5 points. So technically, the Pacers are up 9.5 with 51 seconds left.
I came in here with complete intention. For 99.9% of that game, I'm like, I'm going to come in here and give these guys hell for not using my fucking bet. I laid the game out perfectly. I said that they would lose by 4 or 5 points.
Uh-huh.
Effectively, they lost by 6. With 3 seconds to go and for no reason
foul.
To not just walk
Zero.
Toward the sideline.
Zero reason.
They fucking foul Gordon Hayward.
Zero.
He was going to dribble in a little half moon and hold up a fucking number one sign to the crowd, and that was going to be the game.
Over.
And you fucking smack his arm like a fucking
not
idiot.
Even,
and
not
you
know, I mean, not I even know. That, Todd. They're up by 2 with 51 seconds. The Celtics hit a 3, so they're up 1. And then the Celtics get another bucket. They're up 3. And then they're up 5. And then they turn the ball over.
Yeah.
With 12 seconds left, they were only down 5, I think. And then somehow fucking they turned it over. And then the foul. That was possibly one of the worst beats I've ever seen.
If this was a college game, I would so fucking start an investigation if I was in that – like role in my career that for fucking fixing this game. But I don't know how you arrange that with millionaires. So you probably they don't need the money. Correct. So I don't
Todd,
think
let
you
me just
do
ask
that,
you
but
this:
come on.
Are you calling a fix?
No, because it's NBA. I don't believe you can fix. Well,
they don't need
I mean,
the money.
unless it's something that a ref does.
But it wasn't. They
it was not.
A player,
I mean, it was an obvious foul. Like you fucking idiot.
that's tough. That was a bad beat.
From the other side of it,
great cover.
It was an unbelievable cover.
Yeah, we were on the right side. Maybe.
Yeah, on the right side of that one. We did pretty well. We were 5-2 last night. Sox money line. You know, we were 4-0 in our last four of baseball, and because we didn't bet on the Sox, we were undefeated. However, Sox money line. See you later. Didn't work out.
They're close to. Was that Granderson's first Grand Slam of all time?
Gardner, yeah.
Gardner.
Gardner, first of all, I hate Gardner. He's like a Mark Bellhorn in my mind.
Yeah,
yeah.
Sox killer.
Yeah, I think he sucks, but he is a Sox killer. But, yeah, I mean, the Yankees are just going to Yankees.
Of all people to foul to, Gordon Hayward. He's going to make both shots.
He's going to make those. That's personal in that
from
in
Indiana.
That series.
Yeah.
Gorbs, let me tell you, are the Boston Red Sox – they are the
blacklisted.
So far this season, if you bet on the Red Sox every single game,
oh God,
they are minus 15 units.
Yeah.
So whatever you bet, say you bet $100 a game, you're down $100, you're $1,500.
Chris Sale is embarrassing, and I hate to say this guy, I love the way he throws, but Chris Sale is in a pile of shit right now.
He's got the right attitude.
Watch the game, he was pitching well. His velocity's back up. He'll find it.
I know he'll find it, but right now at 0-4, he ain't finding it.
They're close to being the Knicks. They're close to us not being able to bet on them at all. Like I'm thinking about taking them off the list.
Well, hey, you can go ahead and do that. I'm not gonna. Just to close it out here, Seattle plus 1.5, right side of that, lost by 1, 1-0 game. What are you gonna do? Atlanta Braves money line, nothing, and then Celtics cover. That first half under 103, was 102.
Easy cover.
Yeah. Total game 204. I mean, that was what, 190 total points?
Yeah.
It was a pretty good
How
night
about you last night,
Gorm?
Tony, I got kissed. It was a sexy night. I got kissed and then I got slapped. Mm-hmm. All right, because that three teamer, not great value, but it was there with Houston, Boston, Milwaukee all covering.
Uh huh.
Boom.
Great call.
The trips part
we had
hit.
We had a few people reach out to say thank you for that one.
I go to the NHL.
Oh, boy.
Why I go to the NHL, I don't know. And this is where I got slapped. I trusted Toronto at home. I trusted Nashville on the road. They pulled their goalie midway through the second. It was over early. I took a slap from the NHL. So basically, a push for me. I thought the value was in the NHL parlay. It wasn't.
Yeah, I had the NHL parlay as well. I had the Bruins.
Atta boy.
Check. Had the Stars.
Atta boy.
Check.
I got bees too.
Had the Flames up 2-0 with 13 minutes left.
No check.
No check.
Lost in overtime.
Anti-check.
Bad beats.
So those were like our individual picks last night. As I said, we went 6-3 as a group. We had Texas over the Angels. Mm-hmm. Harvey stinks. He gave a 4-4. We won that one. The under 5 in Dallas Nashville, we're on the right side there. You don't expect Dallas to score 5 goals, okay?
Who are you, Dallas? I'm trying to figure them out. Who the flip are you?
I don't know. Over 213, Milwaukee-Detroit, check. Atlanta, they lost by 1. That's tough for us.
Very tough.
Tampa, easy cover. The under first half, Boston Pacers, easy. The plus 1.5 for the Mariners, easy. Philadelphia, minus 112 against the Mets. It was a little bit of a nail biter at the end. But they came
but
to check.
Easy.
And then the Red Sox. So we went 6-3, but I mean, without that grand slam and without the Braves losing by 3-2 in 10, and then the, I mean, could have been 9-0.
We're on the right side of everything. I'm excited for tonight.
I am excited tonight. Before we get to tonight, I want to talk about last night a little bit as the NFL schedule release came out. I just wanted to – I went through and I found some fun facts about the NFL schedule this year. If you're thinking about betting futures.
Okay.
So I found some fun facts. I just wanted to run through those real quick.
Tony, run.
Jets don't leave – they don't play one game outside of Eastern Standard Time Zone. They don't leave
that?
The Eastern Standard Time Zone one time.
By the way, advantage Jets.
Advantage Jets. They do, the farthest they travel is to Cincinnati.
That's
as far as west. As far as west as they go.
Mm-hmm.
Your Patriots.
Yes.
They play one game outside of the Eastern Time Zone, right. And that's in Houston.
Okay.
The Patriots don't play a playoff team until week 9.
Jeez.
Okay.
Says a lot about the Steelers.
What the hell is going on?
Shut the fuck
up. How'd they get
this
schedule?
Huh?
How'd they get this schedule?
Well, Patriots we have to play teams like the Steelers and the
Lord.
Browns. I mean,
Patriots
what are you
have
do?
The second easiest schedule in the league
after hoisting the silver, too.
It's because of our division.
The Antonio Brown, John Gruden Brown. Sorry. John Antonio Gruden. Brown led. John Gruden led. Raiders have 7 1 p.m. Eastern time zone games.
Advantage who's ever playing the Raiders.
Correct. So that means they are playing 7 10 a.m. time zone games for them.
Early practices
plus
this spring
training. A game in London.
Oh, jeez.
Plus, they have the toughest schedule. They start off with Broncos, KC, Minnesota, Indy, Chicago, Green Bay, and Houston.
They literally could be 0-7. I mean, literally.
Hopefully. I cannot.
They literally
I
could be
0-7.
I hope
that fucking team burns.
It's a big check.
I may be wrong.
Eagles are the only team in the league with 3 straight road games. Bills are the only team with no primetime game.
Okay. Sorry, Billy.
Saints open up with Houston, the Rams, the Cowboys, and the Seahawks. Ooh. Not an easy opening for them. Miami also starts with 4 playoff teams. Not an easy opening for the new coach down there. Tampa doesn't play a home game from week 4 to 9.
Whoa, yikes. Disadvantage.
So they have away games, and they play in a London game where they're technically the home team. They also have a bye week in there. The Broncos have 9 games against teams over 500 last year. So that's 9 games against teams over 500 last year. But then they also play the Jags, the Packers, the Browns, and Bills, who are all probably going to be better.
Yep.
So Broncos, tough little schedule.
Hey, Todd,
there.
You can laugh at me real quick. I'm buying Flacco.
Are you?
I'm buying really? Him in Denver.
The only reason I'm really? Buying him is buying him. He is the best quarterback all time at throwing pass interceptions. Yeah, and by interceptions, I also mean pass interferences. He's the best all time at throwing interceptions as well as throwing interferences.
For his wide receivers.
Yes. At that altitude, that's probably 15 more yards per pass interference.
Oh, yeah. With a run game, too. I mean, Phillip Lindsay's no joke. Yeah.
Correct. I mean, but that schedule is fucking tough.
Tough division.
Plus, you got to protect that quarterback, too.
Oof. Which, yeah, their O-line. Flacco's basically a statue.
I know, but yeah. I'm buying
That's
Flacco,
That's what worries
man.
Me about him. I don't think he's getting any help there at all. I think I don't know if he'll make it all the way through the season, to be honest.
All right, so those were just some tidbits I pulled out that I liked a lot as far as if you're betting futures. I don't know if the Raiders are going to win a game. I'll say it.
Yeah, okay.
I hope.
Tony, come on. I mean, you're getting personal on the AB.
I mean, did you hear their fucking schedule? Broncos, KC, Minnesota, Indy, Chicago, Green Bay, Houston. Yeah. To start, that doesn't include 2 games against San Diego, another game against KC. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's 10 losses right there. Jeez. Plus the 7 games they go to the East Coast where they're playing at 10 a.m. They got fucked.
It's tough.
Good luck, Johnny.
It's all right. All right, so let's get into
enjoy
tonight.
Enjoy your yacht.
Yeah, enjoy your enjoy your $100 million for what you have to deal with. Let's go tonight. There is 1, 2, 3 NBA playoff games. We start the Philadelphia 76ers at the Brooklyn Nets. Does anyone have anything here?
Yep, I got Brooklyn money line all day. I mean, look at these spreads. They've been, 8 on the first 2
games? On the road, yeah.
Yeah, and now they're dropping down to 3 at Brooklyn. Clear advantage here. D'Angelo Russell, D'Lo, ice in his veins. He'll go for 30 and 10, and they'll win by 8.
Here's the thing with the line there that I noticed today. So Brooklyn was +7, +8 on the road against the Sixers. Spurs were +7 both games on the road against the Nuggets. Both series are 1-1. Brooklyn comes home. They're still on the plus side. They're +3.
Yep.
Spurs go home. They're -4. So it was a weird little +3 I saw for the Nets there. I'm staying away from the game line. I'm going to go with the over 227.5.
Nice.
The over is 4-2 this year in their games. The last game it went for 260-something. Dudley is out for the Nets.
Big loss.
Who he gave up in, it was like 30-some possessions in game one. Before he got hurt, he gave up 2 points and everyone that for whoever he was guarding. So kind of a big loss as far as the Nets defense
sure.
is concerned. So I'm going to go the over 227.5
good pull,
as far
Tony.
As Nets Philly.
I feel comfortable with Philly at -3.
Okay.
I mean, I know Joel Embiid is not 100%. He's actually listed as questionable today, but he'll play. And this to watch the way that they fucking collapsed in the second half of that last game, I think we're just starting to see the advantage in talent that Philly has. It's going to start shining through here. I think they walk away with the rest of the series.
Okay. Would you say you agree?
Are you
going to tie break? Are you going to tie break Connor?
I am tie breaking it. I understand what you're saying, Todd. I don't disagree with you, but Philly to me is hills and valleys, man. And this is one of those games where they're going back down because they lost the first. They come back, look like giant killers, and then they come back to now you're in Brooklyn. I am taking that team plus the three just because it's a raucous place to play, and I think they can get their number. I just don't trust Philly.
They're not
Philly.
Great at home. They're not great at home.
I just don't trust Philly right now.
They're not going to score 150 points like they did that last
year. No,
game.
I mean, they're 9-10 against the spread as a home underdog this year. That's the one thing that worries me about what you guys are taking. But I do agree with what Dick said, so I would vote for that in the parlay.
Okay. Maybe we'll do that. You just want to do the over?
Just do the over, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Perfect. You know what? Look at us. Look at us. Little fucking teamwork makes the dream work. Denver Nuggets at San Antonio Spurs. I saw it at 3.5 earlier. It's now at 4. I am leaning Spurs. They dominated the Nuggets in the first game. They're up 19 in the second game. They come back home where the Spurs, we've talked about it all season long. We've talked about it on this podcast. They are so much better at home than they are on the road. Yep. I assume Pop gets them back on track after blowing a 19-point lead.
For sure.
I am going to take the Spurs minus the 3.5.
Here, here.
Here, here?
Yeah, absolutely. Popovich in postseason play at home is very, very good. And Denver's inexperienced in playoff play. Yeah. So I mean, we're starting to see that a little.
Uh-huh. All right, so we all agree on that. Last game of the night, the Warriors are -9 at the Clippers. Any opinions on this game?
Clippers
anybody?
+9. Clippers +9. I mean, when teams lose players, I don't care what you say, chemistry gets messed up. And Boogie's done. He's not coming back.
Correct.
Clippers, I think, at least will cover the 9 at home.
Do me a favor. Who did they sign off the street, who they had a few years ago?
Bogut.
Yep, they brought Andrew Bogut. Mm-hmm. When he got in the game versus when Boogie was in the game, their defense struggled mightily.
Big men for the Clippers are no joke. Harrell can play.
He went to work when Bogut was in. I'm not taking anything in this game. Just because
I'm taking the plus. I guarantee that +9
you
goes
guys have
down
anything?
To +7.
Say it again. Say it again.
+9?
No, the word before that? Yeah.
You're taking.
I'm taking.
Guarantee?
You're guaranteed?
Did I just hear a guarantee plus
no.
the A?
I didn't hear I guarantee you said the points were at +9. I guarantee it drops to +7.
Okay. I personally like the Warriors laying the points here. I think after that last game, they got a lot to prove.
And Durant's pissy.
Durant is pissy. They're
going
to come out hot and fucking bury the Clippers here. I will say that if we are what's the over, like 239 or something?
The over on that game is 239.
So if I had to go with something, I would go with the under.
235.
I would go with the under there if if we can't come to an agreement one way or another on the spread. But
the Warriors on that.
don't give up so quick.
Well, you both are on Warriors, correct?
I'm not saying anything just yet.
Yeah. All right, so I'm saying I am on the Warriors. I think everything that we said, plus they're seeing what the Rockets are doing. I mean, they're going to fucking try to blow this game out. They got a lot to prove this game, coming back from what they did in game two.
Gorms, what are your thoughts?
T-Bone, Commissioner T-Bone, this is up to you, buddy. I am running through the backyard, hopping the fence, and getting the hell away from this game. I don't know which way it's going. Todd, I agree with you. Connor, I agree with you. I don't know who's showing up tonight. I'm not touching it.
My thing is, we'll let the individuals play. I say, as a team, we stick together today. It's Connor's fucking birthday.
Hey, attaboy.
Let's stay positive. Yeah, let's not force bets. We don't have bets in this cup of coffee a day parlay. I mean, we're here to win. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're here to win. If we don't have everyone on the same page, then we're not going to do it.
How do we feel about over and under on it?
I don't know. I don't know.
It's at the clip joint. They can score a lot of points. I know Boogie's out, but boy, oh boy, do they have an arsenal of guys. I mean, Klay Thompson gets hot. Look out. This team could throw up 160 points in a playoff. You know what I mean? It's just that's why I'm just running from it. Who knows on the under over?
All right,
put Warriors money line then.
It's not a bad idea. So let's see here. Let's hear what they've scored so far. So the total is 135. This series, they've gone one over, one under. And then as the regular season series, they've gone over, under, over, under. So there's really no clear pick here.
Nope.
So I vote we just stay away. That's my vote.
Here we go.
And that's what we're going to do. But if you like Connor's pick, you take the Clippers. And if you like Todd's pick, you take the Warriors.
Good thing is there's plenty of other games to bet.
Yep. That being said, you know, you're fucking crushing segues today, Connor.
Yeah, here we go.
You are. It's your birthday.
Segway birthday.
Plenty of games to bet.
Everyone says the 24th birthday is where you figure out segues.
Correct. Exactly. 24th birthday, we segue to more games, the MLB. Connor, you want to start us off?
Yeah, here we go. Milwaukee just lost at home. Now they're going to LA to play the Dodgers. I mean, Milwaukee's bringing the bats this year. They're one of those teams. They're not going to lose a lot of back-to-back games. This is going to be a team you're going to be watching in the postseason. Take the money line, and then I also got Seattle money line.
Okay.
I rode with them yesterday with the +1.5, and it hit, and now we got them at Anaheim. I know they got the Trout, the big fish, but let's roll with the Mariners.
I like both those six. Yep, fucking King Felix is on the mound. Mm-hmm. I don't mind either of those picks. Todd, what do you have?
I also like the Brewers. They're 3-0 when Zach Davies is on the mound. Awesome. They're fucking hot right now. Fucking the Dodgers are questionable. I like the over at 8.5, Toronto versus Minnesota. The over is covered for Toronto in 4 straight games against right-handers, and Minnesota is 7-3 to the over at home against opponents with losing records. I like that trend a lot.
So you like the over in Minnesota and
I like
Toronto.
The over, 8.5, Minnesota to Toronto.
Go ahead, Todd.
The Reds.
Get wild.
We're at the
Go
Reds
ahead,
right
Todd.
Now. I have been waiting for the opportune moment to bet on the Reds to win their first road game. Mm-hmm. And tonight is the night. The Reds at +138 on the road against the Padres.
Yep.
They have veteran Tanner Roark on the mound. The Padres have lost 3 games in a row. I think this is the night they get it done. And there's a lot of value at +138.
You're right.
So. Okay.
You're right.
Here you go, Todd.
I don't know how to go about this because you took the over in the complete game as far as Toronto and Minnesota. I was going to take the under first 5.
Oh.
Mm.
The reason why is because the starters, Clay Buchholz, 1.5 ERA, going against the Twins, who are a decent scoring team. But then on the other side, the Jays, who are in the bottom 10 of runs per game in the MLB, are going against Pineda, who is a 3 ERA. So as long as the starters stayed in there, I was going to go under the first 5, but you were so confident, I'm going to lean. We'll keep your over.
All right.
But I just wanted to say that. And then my second pick, I'm also going to go to the Reds-Padres game.
Nice.
And I'm going to go the under first 5 there.
Cool.
They are 23rd and 26th in runs per game. Chris Paddock has a 1 ERA, and then Roark has a 3 ERA, so I like the under first
bet.
5 there.
Love it.
Cool.
Gorms, what do you got, buddy?
Gorms on his card. The Gorman Diamond is empty today, boys. It's a rainout across my board, and these dates will be made up at a later time.
There you go.
Part of a doubleheader. I'm off the MLB board today, Tony.
You know what? I appreciate that. Like I said earlier, there's no reason to force bets.
And that's what I'd be doing.
There's no reason to force bets. Talking about force bets, we now welcome in our NHL expert, our boy Nicky Skates.
Hot roller, this kid.
Now that the Penguins are out of the playoffs, I think his mind is a little bit clearer.
Yep.
He went 2-1 last night with his picks. He took the Bruins, he took the Stars, and then, like we talked about earlier, the Flames should have been a winner.
Yeah, he was on the right side of that one, too.
Yeah, and then
hot roller.
And then he did recommend all the unders, which Flames, Colorado, easy under.
That'll happen.
Dallas and Nashville should have gone under. There's no way that Dallas should have scored fucking 5 goals. What are you kidding me? And then maybe Boston Maple Leafs wouldn't.
Yeah, I mean, who knew they were going to just rattle off goals like that?
But, I mean, that's not on you. That's not on you.
I appreciate that.
Go ahead. What do you got for tonight?
Tonight, I'm looking at the Capitals.
Okay.
They are
the Capitals tonight.
-110. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at St. Louis. Let's keep the road trend rolling there. Road team has won every game in that series. St. Louis +105. Mm-hmm. And Vegas, I think Vegas closes it out tonight.
Yes.
Vegas -105.
I love when we're on the same side. Good news for you. Find the best number because I'm seeing Washington Capitals at even.
There you go.
The St. Louis Blues at +105 and the Knights at -105. That's a lot of good value there.
A lot of good value.
And that's why I'm going with Washington. Not to say Carolina can't win this game, but I think there's more value.
Nick, isn't that a little high too? That's like +130.
What's that?
The Capitals.
What do you mean?
As far as from before their other games, their away spread has been pretty nice.
You say they've been getting more action.
Yeah,
they've had more juice on them.
Yes, they've had way more juice than the past.
No,
NHL games, dude, they're literally, I have no strong, the strongest one I have is
it
Vegas.
Is
Vegas.
That's
the strongest
Vegas
one I have. The other ones, I'm dead serious.
They're coin flips.
I could roll a dice or flip a coin.
Especially if San Jose doesn't make a goalie change.
Right, yeah.
Like, will they?
No, it doesn't sound like they're going to. It sounds like they're going to go with Jones.
I feel like that's a wild decision.
I mean, they don't have anyone else. They have a backup who, you know, maybe he sparks the team or he gets shelled and lets in eight. So you never know.
Does anyone else have any other NHL?
I got nothing.
I'm flipping and flopping with Nick on the St. Louis Winnipeg thing. So just take it off.
Well, the road teams have been good in that series, correct?
The road team has won every game.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on? I had a little bit of a lean earlier to Vegas San Jose over the six.
I don't hate the over in that series. They're scoring a ton of goals, and the goaltending's been terrible for San Jose, but. You never know.
All right. Those are our NHL picks. So that takes us straight into our cup of coffee.
Oh, let's go. It's a doozy day
parlay. Yep. We have 10 of them.
Yep, sir.
I found the new site that allows a 12-team parlay. So if we ever go over the 10, we're good now up to 12. So, I mean, we could be five to win fucking $30 million. As far as
now we're talking.
Get out of here.
Now we're talking.
So we decided on, after much deliberation, we are going the over 227.5 Sixers and Nets.
Yes.
Okay. We are going the Spurs minus 3.5 or 4. That was unanimous.
Yes.
Milwaukee Brewers over the Dodgers minus 107. Yep. Mariners plus 100 money line with
Mariners.
King Felix on the bump.
Come on.
Over 8.5 from old Thoughty Boy, Toronto Blue Jays and Minnesota Twins.
Yep.
Cincinnati Reds plus 145. They were the same number yesterday. They almost pulled out a win against the Dodgers.
Come on,
Yasiel.
Come on, Cincy.
Under 7.5 Cincinnati Reds and San Diego Padres. That was from your boy Donnie D.
Mm-hmm.
Washington Capitals plus 100. St. Louis Blues plus 105. The Vegas Golden Knights minus 105.
Come on, boys.
That gives us $5 to win.
Here we go.
4,000.
Look at you.
$4,961.
Look at him.
That's a ten way?
Oh, yeah.
Look at Tony.
Oh, yeah.
And, I don't know if you guys paid attention to earlier in this episode, but the diplomacy that occurred during the selection of these bets means nothing less than a complete fucking sweep.
Yeah, baby.
By bro, bets on the parlay.
Tony Jackpots. That's what I'm calling
Tony fucking Jackpots. I mean, if governments work the way we did. 5 to win $4,961.
Let's just call it $5,000.
Five to win five. You take your five to five special. Wendy's, you fucking throw it out the fucking window.
I love it.
We're back in town.
It's a good bet.
You tell us how you feel about our bets on Twitter at BroBroBets. You could also, as I said yesterday, DM us if you have any gambling questions. Mm-hmm. We will be answering those in the future. You can follow our action, myaction.app/BroBroBets. Sometimes I forget to put those out until around 7 o'clock, so that's on me.
Tony!
I need you boys to remind me around, say, 3 or 4 o'clock.
Absolutely.
Okie dokie.
With all that being said, I mean, there's nothing really else to say but 5 for 5 fucking good luck today, baby.
Good luck!
Good luck! Good luck.
Pay him. Pay that man his money.